So you work for an organisation called LASEN. Can you tell me what that is, what it does?
Well, LASEN stands for Leeds Asylum Seekers Support Network.
Uh-huh.
And basically we try to support asylum seekers and refugees in their lives in trying to adapt to living in British society. And we do this in four ways, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We provide a befriending service for asylum seekers and refugees who need help perhaps to talk to somebody or maybe to help them with access to doctors or something like that.
Okay, befriending.
Befriending. Mm-hmm. Then we have an English at Home project which places volunteer English teachers in the home to teach them English. And then we have a coordinator who looks after refugee organisations, who helps them to set up a committee get access funding to set up.
So that's kind of self-help groups.
Self-help groups, exactly. Okay. Yes, we have one at the moment, Afghan community organisation, which wants to set up a Saturday sort of club where they teach Farsi to their children and things like that. Then the third one is mainly for helping asylum seekers who can't access accommodation, maybe at the end of their process, when they've been refused and they're thrown out of their accommodation. And it's called the short stop program, where people give a room in their house for up to 6 days on a short-term basis to give accommodation and breakfast to asylum seekers who are either destitute or refugees who've come to the end of their process and can't find anywhere to
So there's the befriending,
there's
the English at home, the helping and supporting the self-help groups and getting off the ground,
that's
and the
right.
short stop for housing, for like emergency things.
Yes.
So what within that do you do? What's your role?
My job is to coordinate the English at Home program. And basically I work full time from 9 to 5:30, and I come in and I interview new tutors. We train them, and then we place them in homes of refugees and asylum seekers who need English teaching. They are mainly 90% of these students are women with small babies who can't attend classes at college.
How is your organisation, LASEN, how is it funded? How is the money obtained to pay for it?
The money that is obtained pays for the full-time or part-time staff that work in the office, the coordinators, the office manager and the project manager. The money has come up till now mostly from the lottery. But until the 1st of April, my project, the English at Home project, was mostly funded by the Learning and Skills Council and Browntree's Fellowship. Browntree's, can't remember.
And that's a charity.
A charity,
it?
That's what I mean. Browntree's charity.
That's the money that it gives to
different organisations. But from the 1st of April, it has changed somewhat, and we get, my project gets most, all its money. From the lottery, called the Big Lottery Fund now. Previously it was called the Community Fund, but that's the Big Lottery
Fund. So you have to apply for that?
We have to apply for that, and we have to fill in application forms, talk about the project, say how successful it's been, and they decide.
But your teachers, the people that go to people's homes to teach them English, those are all volunteers?
They're all volunteers. They are not paid. They are paid their expenses.
Right. Bus, such as?
Bus or...
Bus travel.
Bus travel or their car.
Right.
We give them a mileage.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have to buy extra resources, like tapes or dictionaries, then we pay them.
But they're not paid for their time.
They're not paid for their time. They do it voluntarily. Yes, it's a very good program because effective program because teachers are not paid.
Mm-hmm.
They do it voluntarily because they want to help asylum seekers and refugees, and they know what they're getting out of it.
So they get a lot from doing it.
Eventually, some of them will go abroad to teach English or some other place in Britain, and quite a lot of them have asked me for a reference or a job. They've appreciated that.
Okay, thank you.
So that's okay.